Yeah, housing is a big one for me. As I said, I invest a lot of time. I'm on the Manhattan Housing Authority Board of Commissioners, Beyond Tomorrow Downtown Plan Steering, Workforce Housing Steering, and the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition Housing Work Group. There's a lot of things we're looking at. One of the ones I'm really zeroing in on is neighborhood revitalization. Really want to get into some of the older neighborhoods and see if we can, you know, convert some of those houses back that were being used, you know, for multi units. And there's some there that are, you know, just vacant, just sitting. Try to work with some landlords, work with some developers, and really change those, revitalize those neighborhoods. We also have some programs like the Rural House Incentive District for public infrastructure and the Moderate Income Housing Grants for vertical construction that Dodge and Salina have used really well. Now, one of the issues we run into when we try to use some of these is it can take changes in zoning. And a lot of the neighborhoods, you know, don't like that. I think we can work with them. We do have that workforce housing money from the sales tax. I think we can offer in some incentives for them, whether it be things like pocket parks. We had one issue come to the commission where it was going to do some more higher density, and they had a lot of drainage issues, which the developer doesn't need to make better. They just can't make it worse. Well, we can offer an incentive to make that better and give something back to the neighborhood. But I really like to get some success stories in some of these neighborhoods, something that we can showcase and hopefully build from there, you know, revitalize some of these homes, work with some of the people in the neighborhood, maybe fix the drainage. We've got a lot of sidewalk issues, repair the sidewalks, and really turn it into something new and something we can build upon.